Hi there. I'm responding to your profile on the site. I'll have to admit, I've gone through a lot of profiles and was just about to give up, but yours seems really interesting. I think you're really down to earth, no pun intended, about our future plans, but you seem sweet. I don't say that just about anyone. Not many people are deserving of my time, so I'm happy to meet you. First of all, no need to be nervous. I know a lot of people are nervous. It's normal, this kind of thing. It's really quite strange technology. I mean, it's only been around for 30 years, maybe. So, a lot of people are just now making the jump since it's not as expensive anymore. It's not really an upper class thing. So, let's see. Start with. I like how you list that you're 6 feet tall. Usually, in a traditional sense, I'd be into tall guys, but I'm far more into this. Thanks for the information, though. You have a house, a car, a bit of money, and you don't need to worry about that. I don't really mind. I find that the people who our middle class tend to be a lot more respectful, a lot more humble. I can tell when someone's a leech. Had a few of those where they just used my generosity to their advantage for caring. And I've had a lot of millionaires or whatever try to approach me. A lot of them are older. Not as attractive as you seem. I always decline those offers. I'm not really in this for the money. I care about mutual enjoyment as much as I do want to dominate you. With that comes a sense of responsibility, you know? So, no need to worry about money. I make my own, and it's okay. Let's see what else you say. Oh, don't worry about me treating you like a child. I'd get annoyed at that so quickly. No. I think you'd be charming. Like, not like a toy, but like the cutest companion. I hope that's not too patronizing. But I do recognize you as your own entity. I think that's important. You're not like a paperweight or a desk toy, as some people make their partners be. You're not a personal assistant. The worship is nice and will be a part of it. I've seen enough episodes of Black Mirror to know my limits when it comes to that. It'll be a fantasy mixed with reality. I'll be dominant over you, but you are your own person and are able to exercise those rights of which I give you. What else? You love red wine, don't we all? I think you'll be in heaven having so much around you from just one bottle. Oof. I'd have to cut you off at some point, though. Exercise my bartender skills, even though my bartending extends to some parties where I tried to entertain and ended up smashing a few glasses. When it comes to pets, you don't have to worry. I don't have any. I have a pet snake, but he stays in his cage, so if that bothers you, I can reconsider, but he's fine. His name's Houdini. He's real sweet. I call him Zucchini. He's green and yellow. He's real nice. I was gonna say he's a small snake, a little ball python, but then I realized won't be too small to you. And you don't have to worry about insects either. I totally hate them. I'm not a big fan of any in reality. I'm a California girl. Grew up here my whole life. I cannot stand those insects. Ugh. I went on a camping trip once. Oof. Nearly doused myself in spray, but I survived. I prevailed. I'm actually not too afraid of spiders. So, if that were to happen, if there would be a spider there, I'd kindly lead them outside. So you don't need to worry about that. I'm not gonna shy away from them if they start to bother you, but we never have them in my house. Maybe once in my bath, but I don't think it'll be in my bath. unless you want to, though probably not for bathing. Tiny guitar, PC, some books, and paper for writing. Oh, yeah, I could do that. See, I'm a musician myself. I really love to play guitar, and I can't imagine my life without one. If I go too long without one, I physically feel my power draining. I went on a trip recently, a whole week without my ukulele, without my guitar, any instruments. I couldn't even sing because I was with family. God, I felt so weak. It felt so nice to be back home and scream sing at the top of my lungs. Not well, but it's a fun experience to just be able to live through music. I'll promise not to annoy you too much. Let's see. What else? I'm glad that you acknowledge that you're not trying to be sexist. No, I appreciate it. I do agree that even though I'm a feminist modern woman, I do love being nurturing and caring. I do feel that I have a knack for it. Maybe it's just because I'm an empath, but I do like it. I just so happen to be female. And a lot of my female friends are within that same route of nurturing and caring. So, I don't know. It is matriarchal societies who have succeeded the most in the past. So, maybe we're off to a good start. Definitely agree that squashing Donald Trump was a great, great turn. Goodness. Oof. That's a weight off my back. Let's see. What else? Oh, barefoot. No need to worry about that. I'm Asian. Asian household. Never wear shoes in the house. Oh gosh, I can never stand when people wear shoes in the house. I'm sorry. No offense if you do. But I like to keep the place clean. Especially if you're going to be really small. You're going to see a big mess, even if it's little. So, no, I like to keep the place clean. Most places are tile. I don't want you to get stuck in the jungle of carpet. And yeah, I'd be fine with that. No problem at all. I do request, though, that I get to wear socks. Sometimes when it's cold, I get cold very easily. I'd still be able to feel your tap, though. No worries about that. What else is there in your profile? Just going through, trying to make sure I address everything. Oh, in terms of passing you on to another, see, I get very attached very easily, which is why I was about to give up on this site, because it's hard to go through different iterations of this and have it not work out, because as much as I want to think of myself as a reigning woman, I'm still caring. So, yeah, the past few times it hadn't worked out, I did make sure that they were covered. I have friends who, for example, are more into strictly caring. So the more leeching relationships actually work for them because they like to have multiple men that they cared for. It kind of gave them this sense of responsibility and power. I'm more monogamous, if that makes any sense. So yeah, they were cared for. I can't promise that it won't hurt me a little, but if this doesn't work out, no worries. We could still be friends, in a sense. I'm very much a strong believer of that, even though many people don't believe in that. I like to think I'm a good person to be friends with, so it'll be okay. I definitely make sure that you're taken care of. And I know that it's scary to be shrunken down to 2 inches tall. I mean, I don't know, because I wouldn't do it, and I haven't done it, but I do commend you, in a sense, for realizing its societal power. I'm not going to lie to you. There is a part of me who does want to be a bit of a dictator. Now, I'm kind, and I'm sweet, and I'm understanding, but there are going to be some days where I will feel the need to boss you around a bit. Make sure that you're worshipping me properly. In that sense, just know what you're getting in for. and we'll be okay. I think this could be good. I think this could be good. Don't worry about being nervous. I'm nervous too, even though I shouldn't show it as your all reigning leader. But I'm excited to see where this goes. I definitely think you're different than the rest. I really do. I take good care of you. No worries about that. You can eat from my food. No worries about that. I'll resist the urge to try and make you tiny meals like those little hamster videos that are popular on YouTube. But I will say, I make some really good food. I make this thing called sinigang. It's like a stew. I'm not sure if you'd be able to drink stew. If I got you a little bottle cap, I could put the stew in maybe. We'll see how that works. But I do want you to try certain things. I'm not going to keep you prisoner. Unless that's how you're feeling that day and that's what you want. I make a really good cake. Really good strawberry shortcake. That's my favorite. And as much as red wine is delicious, you should also drink water. I also like making tea. I wonder how great the effects of tea would be. Because you know how some teas are medicinal? I wonder what that'd do to you. But I won't treat you as a science project. Unless you want me to. No worries about that. So yeah, I think I covered everything. Let me go through your profile again. I hope that you're interested in me. Oh, I should talk about myself. Yeah, duh, dating profile. I was mostly just responding to you and praising you, even though it should be the other way around. But yeah, about me, I work in music therapy, which is why music's such a big place in my life. I wonder if you would need tiny ear plugs for the music. If not, I could just turn it down. I have headphones. We could work around it. Yeah, I work in music therapy. And I'm studying on the side right now, but I'm mostly just focusing on that. It's my main income, so I'd still be around 99% of the day. I mean, if I have another person over, it'd probably be a student or someone I'm teaching. I'm studying psych right now, just to beef up my portfolio, I guess. That's about it. Music lessons, music therapy. It's not official yet. It's like practice until I can get my PhD, but I call it music therapy. That's basically what it is, just teaching people music. No worries about me bringing guys home, though. Most of my students are either children or other women who are also very stressed out and need to wind down. So that's good. Also, another thing about me, I'm actually pan. So if I do have a partner over, it'd most likely be a woman, out of respect for you and a little pleasure towards myself. I could provide you with a small PC. I wonder if they made the technology yet so that we could both play video games. Would that be a weird advantage for you to have a smaller screen? I don't know. Would that be a disadvantage? Honestly, I'm just surprised this technology exists to begin with. It's crazy. Ugh, I remember I was growing up with a little flip phone where I'd have to press the individual keys. God, it's crazy how fast technology moves nowadays. I think it's because humans are so thirsty for change, so greedy for change. We have to keep going forward and forward. But hey, who am I to complain? Because I'm using one of the biggest revelations in technology now. So, yeah. I think I've said enough about myself. I was going to say my height, but that doesn't matter, does it? What do people usually say in those old cheesy Tinder profiles? 420 friendly? Some stuff like that. Don't need to worry about that. I'm pretty sure if I were to smoke, it would actually kill you. But yeah, that's it. I look forward to hearing from you. And I hope you find me interesting, just as I find you interesting. Yeah. I think we can have a lot of fun together. And I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. And yeah, enjoy your last few moments being regular sized, I guess. See ya.